Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you also to New Zealand and as coordinators and the ICU for their tireless efforts in promoting implementation of the Cluster Munitions Convention. The Cluster Munitions Monitor for this year highlights that 20 states are in the process of adopting legislation, and the ICRC welcomes these initiatives. However, the ICRC notes that the most recent adoption of national legislation, according to the Cluster Munitions Monitor, in accordance with Article 9 of the Convention, was Cameroon in December 2016. That means that as far as we are aware, nothing has occurred in the last 18 months in the implementation of domestic law criminalising the use, stockpiling, transferring, and so on of cluster munitions. We agree with New Zealand that legislative processes are lengthy and complicated, and the ICRC stands ready to support domestic implementation of the Convention as required under Article 9, both through our advisory services here in Geneva and also through our regional legal advisors. We remind states of our model law to implement the Convention, which is on our website, and which we can support states to adapt to your own legislative and constitutional requirements. The ICRC stands ready to continue to support the development of national implementing legislation for this important convention. Thank you very much, Mr. President.